Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you top developments from around the world ahead of today's trading session. Well, overnight, benchmark indices on Wall Street hit record highs after Republican candidate Donald Trump emerged victorious in the presidential election and is set for a second term in the White House after a four-year interval. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, meanwhile, told supporters to accept her election loss at the hands of President-elect Donald Trump, but urged them to keep fighting for the ideals she espoused in her campaign as she publicly conceded the 2024 presidential race. All three U.S. benchmark indices ended at all-time high levels post the Trump win. The Dow Jones surged over 1,500 points or 3.5% to close at the 44,000 mark. This was the best single-day gain for the index since November 2022. The S&P 500 saw its best post-election trading session on record, jumping 2.5% to close near the levels of 6,000. The S&P 500 notched its 48th record high for 2024, while the Nasdaq Composite also surged 3%, led by a 15% jump in shares of Tesla, to close near the mark of 19,000. However, this morning, most Asian stocks dropped as investors weighed the market ramifications of a second Trump presidency, with its promise of steeper cuts. The dollar edged higher after surging more than 1% on Wednesday. Benchmark equity gauges slipped in China, Australia and South Korea, and were mixed in Japan. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve is forecast to cut interest rates on Thursday. The gains for U.S. stocks reflected expectations that a Trump policy agenda favoring lower taxes and less regulation may support corporate profits. At the same time, Treasury 10-year yields surged 16 basis points on Wednesday on expectations that his fiscal plans and proposal to hike tariffs will drive inflation higher and erode the ability of the Fed to trim borrowing costs. Now back home, continuing from where we left off, after Tuesday's rebound, the market extended its rally on Wednesday, gaining over 1%, bolstered by positive global cues and significant developments in the US elections. BSE-listed companies gained nearly 8 lakh crore rupees in market capitalization in yesterday's trade. All the sectoral indices closed in the green. Among them, Nifty IT Index, Realty and Oil and Gas gained the most. The broader indices also mirrored this momentum, each advancing by over 2%. IT stocks were the biggest contributors to the market rally yesterday, as reflected by the 4% gain in the Nifty IT Index, despite the rupee trading sharply lower at 84.29 against the dollar. The rupee experienced a significant drop of 0.20 due to the outcome of the US election, where Republican candidate Donald Trump emerged victorious. Trump's win has strengthened the dollar index, adding pressure on global currencies. Now, Thursday's trading session may benefit from the Wall Street rally, or it remains to be seen if the market is already priced in a Trump win. Pulka Arora Chopra of Master Capital Services says that with Trump being re-elected for his second term, the Indian stock market is expected to be relatively volatile, influenced by his protectionist trade policies and more restrictive immigration plans. His America First and Make America Great Again agendas, which emphasize tighter immigration controls, may pose challenges for India's IT sector. The same could also be said about Indian pharma sector and could lead to comparatively higher scrutiny of Indian pharma companies, which may further lead to changes in consumer preferences. Now, Thursday's session will not only be the weekly expiry of the Nifty 50, it will also see earning reactions from Apollo Hospitals, Blue Star, Aadhar Housing Finance, Delta Corp, Jindal Steel and Power Grid Corporation of India and Tata Steel that reported results after market hours yesterday. Well, there are Nifty results like Mahindra & Mahindra, Trent, broader market names like Lupin, Cochin Shipyard, NHPC, Steel Authority of India, Cummins India, Imami, MQR Pharmaceuticals, Escorts Kubota, among others that will also report their results today. Meanwhile, the GIFT Nifty was lower this morning despite a strong handover from the US market, trading at a discount of more than 100 points from the Nifty futures Wednesday close, indicating a start with sharp cuts for the Indian market. Well, that's about it for now. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 for more news and cues. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Have a good trading session.